Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I'm a survivor.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And...
Portal Madness.
Portal Madness.
Also the name of my first porn.
Portal Madness.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. While I ponder that odd visual, we were going to do a football podcast.
But there was...
I was very excited to do the football podcast. And, you know, then things changed dramatically today with all these basketball shenanigans, as I said on Twitter. So, you know, whatever. I guess you guys want to know about basketball. Blah, fine. Yeah.
Portal Madness.
Where I'm a little bummed. I know a lot of people are bummed. But... I do remember our last podcast after Arizona lost to Clemson, where we went in depth. I think it was actually our last podcast, last podcast. It's been a while.
We took a week off.
Warning. And Jason did warn everyone. He said, and I quote, Arizona needs to lose the dead weight.
And the roster is not going to look what you think it's going to look like.
Right. So this is part of that process.
Well... I don't like that for the first.
But
one,
he didn't like but. The dead, and I'm not saying that this person is dead weight, but we're gonna get to the dead weight part. Anyway, let's start with the gentleman of the hour and or the whole day is Umar Ballo. Was anybody surprised, and why did he enter the portal? What is Arizona's thought process here, Jason?
Yeah, let's just knock it all out, right? Because I know that there's a lot of upset people.
Oh wait, before you begin. I really hope there's certain people that are listening to this part very carefully.
Yeah. I think my mom was crying at one point.
She was. Yeah. Like when you were on with Mike earlier on the PHNX podcast.
Yeah. I'm laughing because before we get started, the Hurley comment.
Mm-hmm.
Hurley said, basically, ask my wife if you want to know if I'm interested in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I tweeted, before we go to the question, I think people need to realize it's like 90% of the time when there's an opening.
And who makes the call?
It's the wife making the decision.
Right.
And a daughter said, as a coach's daughter of an NCAA, NFL, and NBA coach, is 1,000% the wife who makes the decision. It's always the
as
wife.
It should be.
Yeah. Like, whatever. Happy wife, happy life. Anyway, Umar Ballo. I posted on wildcatauthority.com. That's wildcatauthority.com.
Ooh.
Get your subscription now. It's a busy week and business is only picking up.
There's some crazy shit going on.
But I posted Saturday, I believe, that don't be surprised if he just enters the portal. Couple reasons why. Let's start with Umar's thought process with the whole thing. So Umar is, I love Umar. I want to make that very clear. He's met the kids. He's met my mom. He's met my wife. Her name is Shelby.
That's me.
He's met the whole thing. Literally, he's taken.
We love Umar.
Love Umar. Wish him the best. All that. Someone on the message board was like surprised that I said, go be great. Like, I hope he's great. Ren Backamas, an assistant, tweeted like, love you. Go be great. All the play. Like, couple things. Umar's background is well documented by now. He didn't grow up with much in Mali. He has an opportunity to make a ton of money. We're talking $500,000 to $700,000 for 1 year of college basketball. He is very likely going to go to the highest bidder. I'm sure fit has something to do with it, but money will play a very large role here. Is that him being selfish? No, it's probably a little bit of the opposite. He is not an NBA player. It's just he could have a very successful career overseas, but in the modern day NBA, he just doesn't really fit, right? Not going to shoot, hard to guard a five, free throw. It's just he's not that type of dude. You know, he's a solid, good, above average college center, but the NBA game is very different. So from Umar's thing, it's I'm going to go get paid. Arizona probably would have considered paying Umar Ballo. It would not have been anywhere near what he's going to get on the open market. I'm not going fully into details about what Arizona's NIL is. I know there's been some questions. It is very competitive, but Tommy does it a little different, and it works. It's not a negative at all, in that he believes in kind of spreading the financial love, and if you're against it, you're probably not a good fit for Arizona. So I could say that there's not a player in Arizona this past season that made more than $350,000. It's just, it's that was the max number that someone on Arizona made. You're basically saying to Umar, hey, turn down double, right? It's just, it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that situation and you have the thought process where if Umar comes back for a year, there's a very solid chance you would lose Kribas. Arizona loves Kribas. Like I've said this before. They believe that he is going to be a very good center. He's going to take a major step his sophomore year and a major, major step by his junior year. Like, they have seen him in practice. There are things that he did not do during the season in 12 minutes of action per game that they believe he is going to show next season.
He's got a high ceiling, guys.
Right. They believe that he has a very high ceiling, whereas Umar, as much as I love him, has probably reached his ceiling as a college player, right? He's not going to all of a sudden develop a jump shot. He's not going to get quicker and able to guard the pick and roll. He's not all of a sudden going to become a very good free throw shooter. He is very good rebounder. He's good at what he does. If he's a very good center and transition. Nothing wrong with any of that at all. Like, I don't want people to think I'm dissing Umar. I'm not. I like Umar quite a bit. I'm just saying that the coaching staff basically said, okay, we have 3 more years of Kribas, 2 minimum, probably, or 1 more year of Ballo. And if we pay Ballo and we somehow pay him, let's just say 600, well, we need a power forward. We might need another guard. Now, all of a sudden, our NIL numbers are all screwed up. And we're paying this guy 6. Let's just say, what did I just say? 5?
Yeah.
We're paying this guy 5. Well, you got this guy over here that's making 200, and we told him that everyone would make pretty similar money. So now this guy's pissed.
Yep.
Right? And now all of a sudden, your whole philosophy on NIL money is out the window.
It's been compromised.
And it's been compromised. And so this was more mutual than anything. You could even lean in and say it was more Arizona's choice than Umar. But again, like, it's something where Arizona's happy for Umar. Like, go get paid, man. Go make $500,000. Who knows? Like, you've, like, Tommy, like, if you haven't heard the Tommy press conferences early in the season, go find him. Like, this guy loves Umar. Like, it is a actual, like, I will always be there for you type of deal.
We're all Umar stans, guys.
Right? So this isn't a hard feeling move on type of deal. This is, we want to play Kribas and kind of start, you know, and I always say this, and Mike and I have had this discussion. Sometimes it's just time. Pelle Larsen could come back another year, right? Very likely not. I haven't heard one person even mention the possibility because it's just time.
Yeah, you outgrow it. You get ready to go. There's a reason why you graduate high school. There's a reason you graduate college. You got to move on.
And so I think for Umar, that's kind of that time.
Okay. So Arizona, just to recap here, Arizona has a competitive, healthy NIL.
Yes, I want
but
to make
as
that
an,
clear.
As an elite program, do you think that it's too low?
No, like, look, Arkansas is giving John Calipari $5 million, right? Does Arizona have $5 million? No. Let's say each starter is making 300, okay? So right there, you're at 1.5. Let's say each bench guy is making 100, right? Just give or take. So probably like $3 million, right? That's not bad.
Pretty robust.
That's not bad.
It's good.
Right? That's not bad. In the Pac-12, that's quite a bit. That was quite a bit. In the Big 12, it'll still be, it's a good number. Arizona's never going to be on the Arkansas, whatever. Like, Arkansas, the reason Calipari's going to Arkansas is because Tyson Chicken, billionaire, is his boy, right? Arizona doesn't have that billionaire.
So they have a Phil Knight.
Who basically just shits money and is like, buy whatever you want, right? Like, they don't have that. But you don't necessarily, like, UConn has resources and money, but they're not paying guys $5 million. Purdue isn't paying $5 like.
Yeah, and UConn just won a national championship.
It's, there's you don't need the most amount of money to win. It helps. You need resources and you need money, but you don't need an absurd amount of money. There's a lot more that goes into that. If that was the case, Kentucky would win every year.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that for a couple people that I know. Same question with Dylan Anderson. Did that come out as a surprise? So, and I know the answer to that question.
Here's the deal. I'm driving with Brielle. We're coming home from school. Brielle's on her phone, and Brielle uses my Twitter sometimes. And
she doesn't tweet for him. No, she just looks at it.
She goes, Dad, Dylan's transferring. And I go, oh, what? What? And I text my guy. He confirms it right away. I tweet it. I call Mike. Mike is in shock.
Mike has a meltdown.
I ask if I need to stop by. Does he need comforting? How can I help Mike? As of Saturday, there was very little. No, there's no indication that Dylan was leaving. It caught the coaching staff by surprise as much as things could surprise coaches in this era. Basically, coaches in college basketball. And I want to say this because some people gave me crap. It wasn't mean-spirited or whatever. That's saying like, oh, you said most people were going to stay. And I always say things are fluid. What could literally happen, and I'm just, this is a made-up scenario. Let's just say Player A, so I don't freak anyway. Player A tells the coaching staff at 8 a.m. this morning, guys, I'm staying. I'm staying. I'm a Wildcat for life, right? 8 p.m. that night. A school calls him up, is like, or an agent or something, goes, hey man, if you enter the portal, this school's gonna pay you like $400,000. 8 a.m. the next morning, 24 hours later, that same kid calls the coaching staff and says, I'm out. If you can't match $400,000, I'm out. Right? Like, this is the stuff that's going on right now.
And players have the power.
And players are, you better get right. And I'm not saying that happened with Dylan. That didn't happen with Dylan. But this is why it's so fluid. Like, I can tell you, Jaden Bradley is staying. I am very confident right now as I record this that Jaden Bradley will be Arizona's starting point guard next year, right? If Arkansas comes and says, we got a shitload of money, Jaden. You want $1 million to come run the point? Who am I to say that Jaden is going to say no? You know what I'm saying?
Right. It was actually the exception for Noah Fifita and T-Mac to stay. That is not what is happening right now. So that is what makes, you know, if you want a comparison of the opposite side of things, that was like an anomaly, and that's because of, you know, the family aspect and the Simone aspect and like the player leadership thing. But basketball is also different than football. But how can you expect a kid to turn it down?
Right. And again, there's exceptions. And again, Jaden Bradley completely made up. So it's all fluid. In terms of Dylan Anderson, I think the expectation was, and they're different positions, but they're still post players. I think a large expectation from Dylan's camp was that Henry was going to enter the portal. And if Henry enters the portal, there's more minutes for Dylan. He could play some four. He could play some five. Henry is not transferring. That is not happening. He is staying at Arizona. So all of a sudden, Dylan looks and goes, okay, well, Crevis is the starting five, and Henry is going to be a backup four, but I still have to compete with him for minutes. Nothing's promised, blah, blah. I can go to this school, probably make a little bit more money and maybe have some more minutes too. I think I'm going to do it. There is definitely some surprise on Arizona's side because they invested in Dylan. Like, they absolutely invested a lot into Dylan's development. They believed in Dylan, and Dylan was coached to close to this coaching staff, right? He wasn't going to leave. There's some pressure in his camp. I'll just say that. You can take away from that what you want, but they invested a lot. Like, they believe, like, he improved and all that, and he was going to play minutes. Like, he was going to have a role. It may not have been 30 minutes, but this coaching staff was planning on giving Dylan Anderson a role. So that's why it's a little surprising, because in this day and age, if you're going to leave, why would you redshirt? You should have just left last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Usually when a guy redshirts, he's probably going to stay because you redshirt to develop and get stronger and have a role that maybe you didn't have the season that you're redshirting. So, yeah, nothing really shocks me in Portal land, but Dylan definitely came as a surprise because of the investment that both sides made. I'm very curious that, you know, if Dylan winds up at ASU or Grand Canyon, I think it makes a lot of sense. I really do. If he winds up at like Kansas or some shit like that, it makes no sense at all, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
So we'll see. I think a lot of it is where Dylan. Now Dylan, again, like I think Grand Canyon's perfect.
Plus, yeah, Mike, Grand Canyon would be great for
plus
Dylan.
Plus, Mike and I get a Dylan Anderson, Duke Brennan front court.
We're gonna definitely go to those games every once in a while. That'd be amazing.
So,
okay, well. Shout out to Brielle for breaking that news to you as you were driving.
Shout out, Breezel.
Because Jason is a safe driver, and he does not get on his phone. What do both departures...
Mike already outed me many times.
What do both departures do for the roster now?
I think I already answered that. Krivas is your starting center. Henry will get minutes at the four. They need to add a four. The one thing I am curious about is, do they go and add a five? I like Emmanuel Steven. I don't think he is ready to play right away. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think, and I think things will become a little bit more clear over the next 72 hours or so.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
You have to be able to sell a transfer. So this is where it actually becomes a little difficult, right? Like, you got to think big picture. I don't think fans think about the whole thing. So here's the deal. Krivas is your starting center, right?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. There was no competition. Dylan was going to be your backup five. Steven was going to get some minutes too, right? Well, now you got to go to the portal and find a backup five who's willing to be a backup five. But is it so good that he's going to piss off Krivas and think that there's an actual competition for center?
Ooh, tricky.
Right? So you got to add a guy that says, look, you're going to play 20 minutes a game. Maybe you get a smaller center that can play some four. But you got to be okay. Like, we're going to win. You're going to play at a higher level, but you're not getting X amount of touches. You know what I mean? Or you could say, you know what? We're going to add a guy at a different position. And we're going to ride with Steven as the backup. Like, Arizona now has to sit down and make some decisions. Me, personally, I'm getting a backup five. That is good playing 25 minutes with some versatility, a rim runner, shot blocker type of guy. I don't need a big scorer. I need a guy that,
you know... Can give Krivas minutes to breathe.
I need a guy that basically another team can't pick and roll to death, right? Perfect. Like, Krivas, I think, is a little more mobile than Paolo. The belief of the coaching staff is he's a little more mobile and able to maybe not get pick and roll to death. But I need a guy that when you're playing Dayton or Clemson, their entire strategy is that I'm going to pick and roll that guy right there. Like, mm-hmm. I need a mobile active center. I think that makes sense.
How come you don't work for Arizona, babe?
I don't want
to. Oh, okay.
I like the saneness, the calmness, the Wildcat authority, the rational.
With your four dogs.
Yeah, four dogs.
Jason has authority issues. You couldn't have a boss.
I tell people I have thousands of kids. Just, you can find them at wildcatauthority.com.
That's true, especially when they're misbehaving.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the question of the hour about the person that everyone's thinking about the most. Are you ready?
Yeah, I just thought it was cool that
Cody Rhodes. Okay, before I go to Kylan. If you guys don't know, we're wrestling fans, WWE. And WrestleMania was this weekend.
It was very good. We'll just
last night was the greatest WrestleMania of all time. And it's not a spoiler. Cody Rhodes defeated Roman Reigns. It was incredible. You should definitely go look at it.
It was fun.
On YouTube. Anyway, we finished the story.
Wow.
Hopefully we're finishing the story. Kylan Boswell is currently undecided.
Shelby's hoping that we're finishing the Kylan Boswell story.
Yeah, I am, actually. What's the latest on Senor Boswell? If he comes back, what would his role be?
Yeah.
And how would Arizona react if he leaves?
All right, so let's just, again, like we did with Umar, let's wrap it up in a nice bow. With a nice bow or in a bow?
Wrap it up with a bow.
In a bow.
Not in, with a bow.
In a bow, with a bow.
A bow goes on the outside, so remember therefore it is a with.
Remember Tybo? Whatever happened to that?
Tybo is awesome.
Anyway, so here's the deal. This is when I talked about the fluidity. Everyone's making fun of me. I swear to God, I'm going to...
Fluid.
I'm going to print a t-shirt that says, it's fluid, wildcatauthority.com. I'm not even kidding. I'm going to get on that. Anyway, it's like Blake Keithley, my guy we're trademarking
Blake.
This. He said, you don't have nil without NIL. That's genius.
Ooh, I like that.
Anyway, so Kylan, the coaching staff was under the belief that Kylan was coming back. There is a reason I posted what I posted, which was Kylan was expected to come back. That didn't come out of thin air. That has shifted in
There's
the past
shifting.
Few days. I don't necessarily know or can share what the shifting was, but there is a shifting. Now, I will say this. It is not a foregone conclusion that he is gone. A high-level source tells me on Monday, April 8th at about 10 p.m., it is 50-50. The expectation is that we will know Kylan's decision within the next 48 hours. But it is 50-50. Now, I think there's multiple layers to this. Arizona is moving forward with the belief, with the plan, that Jaden Bradley is 100% the starting point guard.
He's our tribal chief.
Right. Okay. Jeez. Now, okay, so you have that. That is one position accounted for. Kylan Boswell would then very likely be the starting two. With a caveat, Caleb Love is very seriously considering coming back to college.
Ooh.
That is very, very real. It's probably going to take a few weeks for him to decide. I don't know when that decision comes, but he has longer to decide than Kylan Boswell, right? If Caleb Love makes the decision to come back to Arizona, Kylan Boswell is in trouble.
Yep.
He is off the bench, 100% coming off the bench. So I think that is part of it. Also, if Kylan sees himself as a point guard, it won't be at Arizona. Jaden Bradley is the point guard. Now, you can make the argument that Tommy Lloyd is going with a two-point guard system, but Jaden Bradley is the primary point guard. Arizona isn't necessarily kicking Boswell out the door, but I don't think they're sitting here fretting about the decision either. I think that if he comes back, the vibe I get is there's going to be certain parameters in place, and it'll be with the recognition that, hey, you're not going to have the same role that you did last season. It's just not going to happen. It is a competition. If you're cool with that, props to you. We're going to also work on some off-the-court things, and we're going to get that figured out as well. If you want to leave, we get it. We're not going to beg you to stay, whatever it may be. It is 50-50. There are people around him that believe he is likely leaning towards going. Again, this is a kid that has changed his mind already a few times. He could wake up tomorrow and say, peace, I'm out. Or he could wake up tomorrow and go bear down for life. But I'm just saying that right now, it is legit, undecided, 50-50. It is a very real possibility that he is leaving. Whereas last week, he was openly telling his friends and people that he knew in the coaching staff that he planned on coming back. So we'll see.
Oh my God, I feel like I got the sword of Damocles over my head here.
I don't know what that means, Shelby.
That was a deep cut reference. Really, only smart people know that one.
Yeah,
so.
Damocles.
No, it's Damocles, the sword of Damocles.
Damocles.
Anyway, he's on the edge of glory, Jason. I'm on the edge of glory.
Okay, well, now the kids are up.
You know. Well, let's find out what happens. I hope he stays. Anyway, KJ Lewis. Moving on, could declare for the draft, we are hearing. What's the reasoning, and should Arizona fans be worried? As you're reading, whatever you're reading, is
no,
like...
I'm laughing because Ken Palm just tweeted, congratulations, especially to the guy, the teams that finished exactly where I placed them preseason. And Arizona is one of them. He had them six preseason and they finished six. There were only five teams that did that.
Damn, Ken Palm.
Love Ken Palm. So KJ Lewis, as of now, fluid, blah, 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 fluid. There's a good chance he declares for the draft.
Seems a little premature, but okay.
Now, declaring for the draft would be feedback. Look, this is going to go one of two ways, okay? He is very athletic. He does not have the size of Dalen Terry. He's not the passer that Dalen Terry is. But there's going to be that fear in the back of Arizona fans' mind that Dalen Terry was supposed to come back to and stayed in the draft. This is a very weak NBA draft. It is not a good draft. And all it takes is one team. So, I'm sure the Arizona coaching staff is saying, look, man, we'll develop you. You are going to start. KJ Lewis is going to start at Arizona. I told you, Jaden Bradley is at the one. I'm very confident in saying that. Krivas is at the five. I'm very confident in saying that. KJ Lewis is at the three. I'm very confident in saying that. The two and the four are wide open unless Caleb comes back, and then it's not open anymore, right? And, you know, it's whatever. If Kylan comes back, and you know what I mean. But it's a situation where they're going to probably say, look, you could come back. You're going to play 30 minutes a game. We're going to show you off. We're going to put you on display. You need it. You're going to get better, all that. Or he goes, he tests well, and he goes, you know what? Yeah, I'm the 28th pick in the first round, but I'm a first round pick. So the expectation is that he is coming back. If you notice his Twitter activity and all that, like he responded to Rothstein today about Akrivas. He goes, heck yeah, he's the breakout player. He openly told people that he would be back. He wants to lead the team, all that. But there's people around him that are basically saying, look, just declare. Like, go test, declare, get feedback, whatever. It doesn't hurt. John Calipari once said that everyone should declare. I think there was one year he had his walk-ons declare. Because you get, like, a folder and you get, like, analysis and all that of where you would be and teams. Like, it's a thing. And so it can't hurt the process. It's just, it's very
nerve-wracking.
Right. It's nerve-wracking. I completely get it. And then does he declare and pull out? Does he declare and wait until May 31st? Like, there's, how does Arizona handle it? I completely get it. Again, the expectation is that he has come back. I was told that should he declare, he would stay in the draft before transferring. Like, that wouldn't be a thing. He's coming back to Arizona. But, you know, it's, I would expect him back as of today.
Okay.
But I don't think the coaching staff is freaking out yet about that.
All righty. Anything else to watch out for? Is there any potential things that the staff are looking at for the number four?
Yeah, so, again, fluid. I think the only person that Arizona's coaching staff is waiting on is Boswell. The belief is that right now, everyone is coming back. Again, we don't know. Like, let's say Boswell goes, Arizona adds a high-level point guard or whatever to run with Jaden at the two. Like, we don't know. Let's say Boswell and Caleb aren't back. You know, does Arizona start Sanin? Do they start KJ at the two? Like, we don't know. If they add a point guard, does Conrad get pissed and say, I'm out? As of now, the expectation is that the roster will stay intact. Boswell's the only one they're waiting on. So then that's what you're doing. And then Arizona has reached out to a couple four men. I think they're more serious with one guy that I still can't name. There's no visits scheduled. That could change soon. Remember, we're in a dead period also for the next few days. So that, you know, you can't visit during
can't a dead period. Can't
do it. Right. So I think that could get settled the next few days as well in terms of visit schedule and all that. But yeah, you know, it's a situation where I think Arizona kind of still needs to see the roster. They're not actively trying to push anyone out. Look, the Boswell thing, I don't know why it's 48 hours. It wouldn't be a surprise if the coaching staff said, look, man, we need to know. Like, this is the whole entire, like, it's the offseason. No dilly-dallying. Like,
time is of the essence,
right. So Boswell. I don't know if that's what they did, but it wouldn't surprise me at all. But I'm telling you, I can't make any promises, but that's really, honestly, the one guy that the coaching staff is waiting on. They expect everyone else to stay as of now. That could always change depending on who you add with the roster. And again, a school could wake up a Spanish pro club could wake up and offer Con Ed $1 million a year. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
I don't know.
Just another note, you know, just to kind of like reiterate this. Like, Jason is not a psychic. He literally is using his sources and calling people as fast as our technology allows. So texts, phone calls, and sometimes that news can change so quickly that the word doesn't get back as fast as you guys want it to.
And Shelby can Shelby can confirm this. I did not wake up thinking any of this was going to happen today.
No, today was supposed to be quiet.
Umar, I had posted, but I didn't know it was going to happen today. But Umar, I was expecting. Dylan, I didn't know. The KG Lewis stuff, I didn't know. The Boswell stuff, I got a hint of this morning. Like, tomorrow, I have no idea what will happen. I don't.
So some days just are an avalanche of news. And obviously, it's not sometimes news that Arizona fans want to hear. Arizona fans are a little bit fickle, and they're easy to upset when, you know, parameters change. But everybody needs to take a deep breath and realize the parameters have changed and they will change. And one thing to just kind of think about is, like, where was this roster last year about this time? And how much work Tommy and the staff did over the summer to kind of fill the holes they needed. I mean, a lot of that didn't even come together until late. Like, Caleb Love, when did Caleb Love commit last year? It was late.
May.
It was like later in May.
No, it was like April.
It was late, late April.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. So it's the time of year for some of this to get settled. But, you know, I trust Tommy Lloyd and co until, you know, proven otherwise. I think that this is something that he thrives with. I think this is, you know, you can argue about his performance in the tournament, as I had someone argue with me on my Facebook messenger today. However, he is a third year head coach, and, you know, metric wise, I think that he's doing very well as far as, you know, his wins, and he's already picked up a head coach of the year, and he got this team to the Sweet 16, and next year the expectation ideally is beyond that. But I'm gonna just let the chips fall where they may, man. That's how I feel about it. And I'm more of a fan sitting here on this podcast than Jason is. Like, he's a reporter on the other side of the curtain, and I have a tendency to have a hair trigger reaction. And today, when all this news dropped, I was actually pretty okay with it because I actually listened to what Jason said, because he kind of said there were going to be some roster changes and unexpected departures. So I guess I'm just saying, everyone calm down a little bit. We're going to be okay. And Jason, as you continue to work on your phone.
Yeah, sorry. I think Arizona's going to be fine. We did this last year, and Arizona was pretty fine coming out of it. I would expect another large portal wave with NBA guys declaring and all that once they get the feedback that they're going to be back. It's not a rush. Arizona's roster doesn't need to be done by, like, the end of next week. If they leave open a guard position, there's going to be guards, you know, who knows what will happen. So you wait a little bit. I know there's some concern on the boards, like, oh, we're falling behind. That's not how it works. You're not falling behind. You keep guys warm. There's multiple people that Arizona has reached out to keep warm a little bit. That doesn't mean Tommy's heavily recruiting them. Like, you see Micah Peavy, Arizona reached out to him. Tommy hasn't talked to him yet, but you're like, hey, you know, maybe if you want to wait a few weeks or whatever. That's harder to do with guards. Like, hey, if Boswell and Caleb Love come back, like, you can't do that, right?
Right.
You can do that right now with a center. You could easily go in the portal. With a four, you could easily go in the portal. Like, look, come on, we're not waiting for anyone. We know these guys are staying. It's a little more difficult to do with a guard.
True. But it's all going to work out. I believe it will work out. And I said so that's what's going to happen. Boom. Done.
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 Wrap it up, honey.
All right. No matter where you are or what you do.
We'll remember Dylan.
Or how many sad Sarah McLachlan songs you listen to. You can always
shout out Grant Whiteman.
Bear down.
You are a legend. Goodbye. Goodbye to you.
Hey, babe, I don't think that those are the words to that song. You sound like a spooky ghost.
Grant Whiteman too.
I think it's like, weep not for the memories.
I will remember you.
Oh, I like that though.
And I'm not forgetting about Polly Hesmerescue.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.